We'll talk some college basketball right now. We are joined by a forward for Gonzaga. 19 points on 7 of 10 shooting in Saturday's enormous win over St. Mary's. He's averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game this season. He was a preseason all-conference player. He was named to the Karl Malone Power Forward of the Year watch list. Gonzaga, number 2. In both polls, they're 25-1. They're at Pepperdine on Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific. Killian Tilley is my guest. Killian, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. Really good to have you. All right, so let me ask you about St. Mary's. They're a team that got you in the conference tournament final last March. You know how good they are. You know how tough they can be at home especially. So what was your team's mindset and approach going into that game on Saturday night?
I mean, we know St. Mary's is always a good team, and especially in their gym. So, I mean, we got a great mindset coming into the game with energy, and I think we played hard right away, and it showed right away.
You know, for those who didn't see it, you're right. They're tough. They're always tough, and they're especially tough in their building. You went 7-for-10 from the field, including 3-of-5 from deep. And as a team, you were up by 34 in the second half before you finished off that 90-60 win. That was St. Mary's worst home loss since 2001. So I got to ask, what's it like when the team is playing like that? You're being patient on offense. You're getting all the right looks, and you're knocking them all down. What's it like to be in the middle of a zone like that team-wide?
Yeah, as you said, we were really patient, and we were just taking great shots every time. And I feel like when you take great shots, shots go in right away. And I think we did also a great job defensively. They didn't make any threes in the first half, and that's what kind of stopped them and made us get a big lead at half.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, the defense, because it's so easy to focus on what you guys did offensively, but there was actually a 7-minute stretch in the first half where you guys did not allow St. Mary's to score. They didn't make a single three at all in the first half. So in terms of mindset, how would you describe the team's approach to defense?
Yeah. I mean, we know we got the best offense in the country, so our focus is mostly defense. We know we still got a lot of improvement to do in defense, and we did a great job this game, just limiting their threes and just being focused on the scouting report. And the whole team was great with that.
Gonzaga's Killian Tilley is my guest. Now, you were playing in that game coming off an injury. From the outside, it seemed like you were great. Mark Few said afterwards, though, you were hitting all your shots, despite the fact that you were maybe just 50-60%. So how good did it feel to come back, and how did you feel out there?
I mean, you know, it's always just fun to be on the court. I've missed a lot of times, so every time I'm on the court, I'm just so excited. And I just play with a lot of energy, and it's just fun when the shots go in and the teammates find you open, and it's just always fun to be back with the team.
That's amazing. That was the 25th win of the season, which means it is the 13th straight season that the program's won at least 25 games. I understand that you're focused on bigger things, but how much pride do you and the team have in continuing streaks like that and keeping that going?
Yeah, I mean, Gonzaga has a huge history. All the teams in the past were doing did great, and so it's important to just keep continuing the legacy and keep continuing the good work, and yeah, it's a great program, and yeah, obviously you say that we got bigger things to do, and we got a bigger goal than that, and hopefully we can do it this year.
Killian Tilley is my guest. All right, so in terms of history, legacy, the program, obviously there's so much to like about it. When you were being recruited, though, what was it about Gonzaga that made you feel like that was the place for you?
I mean, just, you know, the experience they had with international guys and big, you know, had Domas, Sabonis, Ronny Turias, Karnowski, all these guys. It was just the best fit for me. And just, you know, the city of Spokane is amazing behind the Gonzaga, and the community is amazing, so it was just the best option for sure.
All right, so it's a great program. It's a great town. You got a great coach, which I'll ask you about in a minute. But at the end of last season, you could have gone to the NBA, but ultimately you chose to come back. Ultimately, what made you return to Gonzaga? What was that process like for you?
I mean, yeah, I had the chance. I could have probably left, but I think, you know, I had a tough season last year with a lot of injuries, and just wanted to prove that I could stay healthy and could keep playing. And also, I had one more thing to accomplish at Gonzaga is to win the national championship. You know, I did everything. I went to the Final Four. I done Elite Eight, Sweet 16. But my last thing is to win the national championship. So I got one more chance to do it, and I'm excited for March.
You actually stole my next question. I was going to say, you played on that team that went to the national championship game back in 2017. Like, what was that run like for you, and how much does that motivate you and drive you to get back to the tournament and make another deep run?
I mean, first of all, this experience was just crazy. It just brought it up for me personally. But yeah, it also made me, like, you know, we were so close from winning the title that, you know, it just keeps a goal in me and keeps me motivated to win one. And, yeah, I'm excited for the end of the year.
We're talking Gonzaga basketball. Killian Tilley is my guest. You know, I mentioned Mark Few. Every time I have him on the show, we talk about the Gonzaga way. Like, how would you describe the Gonzaga way of playing in games, practicing, and overall being a team? What is the Gonzaga way to you?
The Gonzaga, I think, is just kind of a family. You know, everybody's just so close from each other, and everybody just loves each other and just play for another. And, you know, that's how we play, the Zag way. Just share the ball. Everybody be patient. Everybody do their role, know their role, and that's how we do it here.
See, that's the thing. I've known Mark Few for a long time, and if you listen to him, it always sounds like that. It's a family. I mean, it definitely is a family. He's the patriarch. It comes off like that. He comes off as a really kind of laid-back, maybe not laid-back, but a relaxed guy. At the same time, man, yeah. If you know this guy, he is fierce, all right? Let's not get this twisted. My man is a fierce competitor. What's it like to play for Mark Few?
I mean, he's great. He's a great coach. You know, he's a legend here. And it's just amazing to be with him. You know, it's been 3 years, 4 years now that I've been with him, and it was just great. He's giving me confidence right away, and so I will always be thankful for that. And I'm just really happy I chose Gonzaga for my few, for sure.
So let me finally ask you this. You guys, and you're so locked in, I can tell, like, you're playing through the season, and when you have the kind of success that the program has had, you could see where maybe you kind of, the regular season, you know, you're looking for the big picture. You could see where maybe you'd get a little bit complacent in the regular season. It could happen to anybody or any program. It does not happen there. How are you able to stay so focused on doing what you have to do during the regular season?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, obviously, teams could just, you know, lose focus and in a few games and lose some games. But I think we just take every game so seriously that we just say every time that every game is a championship mentality, and we prepare like that. The coaches make sure we prepare like that for every game, and we just make sure we have a good mentality for every game.
That's the culture. They're coming off a huge win over St. Mary's. In fact, again, that was St. Mary's' worst home loss since 2001. Next up, Gonzaga is at Pepperdine on Saturday. Killian Tilley, named to the Karl Malone Power Forward of the Year Award watch list, and he is back. Killian, great to have you on the show. Nice to meet you. Nice to have you, and I appreciate the conversation.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Thanks for doing it. An amazing program that is. Number two in both polls. And hey, listen, I understand that on any given night, St. Mary's does not lose by 30 in their building. That is a very good program. St. Mary's is a really, really good program. You just do not do that to them.